Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
It's a mess. A mess. A
mess. This is Trash Talkin' Tuesday.
Well, I would love to know what the hell's going on in our country.
Being a wise guy with me a little bit.
Talkin' trash now.
It's time to clean it up.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling. Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
Clean.
Coming clean.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods joins us. Good morning, Sheriff. How did y'all fare?
Good morning, Bob. Well, look, Marion, we had a lot of power outages. We did really, put it in perspective, we did really good compared to our fellow counties around us. You know, we had no injuries. Obviously, people don't like it when their power's out, but I think these crews did a good job of the utilities crews getting out there, getting the lines repaired, and getting power back up.
No issues with car wrecks because you get traffic lights that are out and any of that kind of buffoonery?
You know, that always occurs. You know, that occurs even without a storm beat coming through. But the fact is it does create it. It adds a little workload on us when these crashes come in. And, you know, because of lights being out and people not knowing how to handle a down traffic light and how to treat it, and it does occur.
Even though we've been saying treat it like a four-way stop since I ever remember reporting a first issue of a traffic light out when I first started radio, it shouldn't be new or news to anyone, but of course it is.
Yes, it always is, no matter how many times you tell individuals, yes, you have to treat it like a four-way stop when the traffic light's out. And it can get confusing, especially when you're looking at a six-lane road and everybody don't know when to go. And but if they do it slowly and be courteous, everybody will be fine and we'll get through it.
Every event is always a learning opportunity for those who have to deal in the emergency world, like first responders, law enforcement, et cetera. Is there anything in particular that sticks out that you say, you know what, we can do better on that, or this came up and we hadn't really addressed that? Anything to do with shelters or transportation or anything?
You know, Bob, you're absolutely correct. Every incident, we constantly evaluate, is saying, all right, what can we improve? and or we don't need to do that anymore. You know, the shelters is probably the biggest thing. It's difficult regarding us being as large as we are. Sometimes people wonder why we only open up one shelter or two shelters when these storms come, and they don't like driving 15 miles out of their way to go to a shelter. And I've had to ask a few folks, and I'm pretty blunt with them. I say, look, is that extra 15-mile drive worth your safety and your life? Because they don't know what goes into it. It's a lot of work. The school district, they put in a lot of man hours in it with us to man these shelters. And it's not just simply like, turning on the light for the hotel and just come on in. The room is ready. That's not the case. We haven't sat down. I haven't had the opportunity to sit down yet because my split into two teams this hurricane. I went with, and I just got back late last night, I went with the main contingency to Lafayette County, where we assisted not only Lafayette, but Taylor and Suwanee counties in this storm. I had another team that was specifically in Suwanee County assisting them. So we actually have not had the time to actually take a breath and sit down and look at how and what areas we can improve in on our area.
When you were up in those areas, were you surprised about the amount of devastation?
Yes, Bob. It breaks your heart when you see stuff like that, especially communities like Steinhatchee, Keaton's Beach, and Horseshoe Beach. You know, they're not big already. And then when a storm comes through like that, it obliterates them, unfortunately. But I tell you, my air unit was assisting during all of this for all the counties. They also assisted, the air unit assisted Dixie County. And when you're up in the air, it puts it in perspective, especially for us large counties. When we go down there and look at it, and you look at it, a total community, basically a city, something like Dunellen, one of them almost wiped off the face of the map. And it breaks your heart. But on the other side of the coin, in the last 2 days of being over there, what you see in those communities is their resilience, their determination that, yeah, we just got, beat up, but we're not going to let that bother us. Somebody commented in the truck, and they go, it's truly amazing how fast that they have started cleaning up. And literally, you had debris already piled up on the sides of the streets where it was able to. I can tell you this, Bob, what breaks your heart is you look where this concrete slab, where a house was.
Right.
There's absolutely nothing there, and it breaks your heart. But their resilience is amazing. But communities like that depend on us other counties to be there for them, relieve them, and take care of them, and just help them with whatever they need.
It's so hard to get into those areas in general, let alone have really good reporting, the news from those areas. And we know overall the storm took the lives of at least 120 people across four states. But in Florida specific, nobody ever likes to talk about loss of life. But it is a reminder that, when you're warned and told to evacuate and you don't want to go, sometimes that unfortunately is the outcome. And then fortunately, sometimes you have some miracles and people that survive in those areas. Do you have a story that relates to either side of that coin?
This time, no. Fortunately, at least from what I was told, specifically like Steinhatchee, we didn't have any deaths, fatalities. We didn't have anybody that was specifically stranded. Now, we had people that were living in secluded areas that could not get out of their homes. Obviously, there were cases where we had to go in there and remove trees so they'd be able to get out and about. But this go around, thank the good Lord, that we did not have to rescue anybody that was stranded for a day or two with nothing, or did we find anybody that that went to meet their savior. So, we have had that in the past, because people, we're stubborn, Bob, that. We like our homes. We don't want to give up our homes. We stay in them. the truth is, you're staying in your home, and you're trying to hold back the tide that God Almighty is pushing. And I promise you, you're going to lose every time.
Well, hopefully, this shows that we did get the message out effectively, talking about the size and strength of that storm. And, Sheriff, it's always a pleasure to talk to you and touch base with you, and we look forward to another conversation soon. And I hope that you stay safe, you and all your folks.
Thanks, Bob. Y'all be safe as well.
You got it. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.